This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, keeping with our theme, a second tributary, if you will, of American business, the deal, the merger and acquisition. We told you the other day about the dollar store wars, how Dollar General is trying to take over Family Dollar, offering $9 billion for the deal. But now Family Dollar has said, nuh-uh, it prefers a smaller offer from Dollar Tree. Family Dollar says that if it does go ahead and merge with its biggest competitor, remember, that would be Dollar General, people keep up, it fears regulators would consider it a monopoly. Seriously? A dollar store monopoly? Sally Herships goes there.
Let's review the issue here. Monopolies are bad because they mean no competition and the potential for one company to control prices. But dollar stores?
They're dollar stores. Inherently, they aren't looking to raise prices.
Rob Campanino is head of consumer research for SSR.
As a matter of fact, that pricing tends to be a race to the bottom.
He says it's unlikely a merger between Dollar General and Family Dollar would mean a substantial antitrust risk. But for consumers, the fear of a monopoly can depend on where you live.
In very dense environments where there's a store every couple of blocks, you don't worry as much because there are so many competitive choices.
Scott Hempel teaches antitrust law at Columbia. But, he says, if you live out in the country near a merged dollar store,
but not close to a Walmart, then there's a real concern that the firms, if they merged, would be able to raise their prices.
George Hay teaches law at Cornell. He was also chief of economic policy for the antitrust division of the Justice Department. He says he thinks it's highly unlikely there'll be an antitrust issue with a dollar store. But that doesn't mean companies shouldn't be careful. When United and Continental merged,
a group of lawyers brought a case on behalf of consumers who would be adversely affected. At the end of the day, that challenge did not succeed, but it did cause problems.
But Hay says the chain's antitrust concerns are probably just an excuse to let it go with a different offer. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.